Over 20 plus years of teaching and coaching leadership, I have increasingly come to love and strive for simplicity. And today I offer three simple tools that a leader always has at their disposal. Number one, aim the telescope. The telescope points to destination, or in leadership lingo, to vision. Help people see clearly through it to where we're going. Sometimes you describe it. These are the words of the visionary leader, the I have a dream, or the we won't let anyone tell us that we can't create X, Y, and Z. This also may be a nearer in point of focus on the telescope, like saying, we're going to get this prototype to the client by Monday. This focus through that telescope releases energy in others and focuses their action. It's not always about speaking about what you see through the scope. You can always ask about vision of success. There are two unique aspects to asking others to look through the telescope. First, it lets anyone be a visionary. A CEO or school principal can talk vision anytime she wants. But what about an assistant, a team member, or even an intern? They can always say, I'm sorry, exactly what are we trying to achieve? Or they can ask, does that outcome get us what we really want? The second effect, of course, is this involves other people. They're now thinking about the vision as well as you. So keep your telescope near at hand today. Number two, ask about gratitude. The biggest research development in the 20 years I've been doing organizational and interpersonal leadership work is the powerful proof of the impact of positivity. Barbara Fredrickson, professor of psychology at the University of North Carolina, and the team led by professors Baker, Dutton, and Cameron at University of Michigan's Center for Positive Organizations have documented powerful linkages between positivity and things like creativity, confidence, and collaboration. I now start every meeting with gratitude. Typically, we do it in twos, 1 or 2 minutes apiece. We share a spontaneous object of our gratitude, and then we share one about each other and/or the work we share. This concise exercise helps us forget all the distractions we brought in and open a positive frame moving forward. It's not Pollyanna. In fact, it helps us most when we have hard work or even issues between us. I can't recommend it strongly enough. Number three, bring ignorance. This could also be expressed as gain wisdom. Wisdom grows from not knowing. Yet we've almost all been taught to show how fast we are, how much we know, how smart, not wise, we are, and of course to prove that we're not dumb. This churning mental force in us operates at a deep level of our subconscious. But if we can counterintuitively turn from knowing to not knowing, we achieve powerful effects. This is true especially in these circumstances. When problems are complex, when people have strong differences, or when someone has ambivalence, great questions that come from not knowing are what help unlock whole new insights, clear up confusion, find win-win, and reveal hidden assumptions. Kind and caring listening also builds powerful trust, perhaps a leader's greatest relational asset. So put these three tools in your pocket today and lead with your best self.